a long night, that was, wasn't it, for Worcester. Overall, I mean, a huge effort. I cannot fault the effort of the players there. Leicester are a superb side, play very well. Andy Goode's disappearance after two yellow cards did not make life much easier for us, obviously. He is very disappointed, in fact, distraught about it. He's, you know, he's let the players down to a large extent. But, you know, as Sean Perry said in the group, you know, we can't blame anybody. It's one of those things. Andy would not have wished to have done that here on his previous ground. So once down to 14 men, we had to reshuffle. And, of course, against Leicester, you need a full eight forwards to have any chance at all of beating them. And at half-time, we had to put a 10 on, put Danny Gray on, had to take Blair Cowan off. So we're down to seven forwards, and then it's a hard old night. Leicester were exceptionally good tonight in patches. And, you know, I think we did as well as we could do tonight.
Looking at your team performance tonight, you coughed the ball up a few times, you gave it away a few times, and you suffered a few mistakes.
Yeah, I think on one occasion we must have gone kept the ball for about 2 or 3 minutes, and Leicester picked it up off a turnover and scored within about 7 seconds, and that was a bit of a killer blow. But in the first half, some of our set piece and the line out let us down a little bit, you know, because when a tactic was to try and keep possession against Leicester, and you can't. I mean, the first yellow card actually led to a poor delivery from a line out. We knocked it off the top when we should have brought it down. They won the line out, and Andy Goo was yellow carded. Then it was off our scrum. We lost our own scrum when we were down to 40 men, and they scored off our scrum. So in the first half, one or two set pieces, unfortunately, they scored from. But, you know, I do think the lads at least kept the ball as much as they could do in the second half. I think we went out in the, because it's 17-3, down to 40 men, and we were under cosh a little bit. But at half time, I thought the players gave a good account of themselves. And the score line is bad, obviously, but that is a quality team, and I believe all our players tried as hard as they possibly could do. Technically, no, we were under a lot of pressure from them, and some of our technique fell down.
Newcastle have won tonight. Is that a worry?
That's not a worry to me, no. I mean, I don't think many people would have had us winning up at Welford Road anyway. We wanted to come here and give a good account of ourselves. And I think most people would have probably thought that Newcastle were going to win a home game against Sale. So, although we're not mathematically secure yet, we have got two home games. After a rest next weekend, we've got two home games. And, you know, we are unbeaten at the moment at Six Ways. And we just said at the end, this is a hard night. It was always going to be. We haven't picked up any injuries, which is a positive thing. We will regroup. We've got a weekend off next weekend to reflect on what we did wrong tonight and make sure that against Exeter at the home game that we are on full throttle.
You said you wanted to play more open games tonight. I suppose you didn't get enough good ball.
Didn't really get enough good ball. I think we had a go. You know, we went through multi-phases, but Leicester's defence is very good. And that's why I think, actually, scoring that try right at the end was some reward for the players' efforts. I think they really had a go with 14 men to try and keep the ball. I think particularly the last 20 minutes, we had probably most of the possession. So to get one score right at the end makes the scoreboard a little bit better than it was at 43-6, wasn't it?